Residential Connection. Automation Lighting Specialist. Arc Residential Tech.
Welcome to Residential Tech Talks. I'm Jeremy Glowacki, Executive Editor of Residential Tech Today. On this week's podcast, Joe Whitaker joins us from St. Louis, Missouri, where for the past week or so, he has been the VP of Business Development for Origin Acoustics. Prior to accepting this new role, Joe was president of Thoughtful Integration, a custom integration firm with locations in Dallas and St. Louis. However, as we learned on my very first podcast back in April 2020, Joe was no stranger to working with Origin, even during his integration days, having assisted the company with product development projects as a consultant. This is not the first time a custom integrator has gone to work for a manufacturer, and I'm sure that it won't be the last. But while the news is still fresh, I thought it would be interesting to learn more about Joe's career move and to find out what he can tell us about his future projects at Origin. Joe Whitaker, welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you, Jeremy. It's been since the pandemic. The last time I was on your podcast, I didn't have any facial hair.
That's right. You've done something special there.
It all grew back gray and white. Like it was black before I shaved, and then this came out. So, you know, maybe it aged me a bit, or maybe it was just...
It's been a rough 2 years.
It has. But you know, in that 2 years, a lot of people have found new ways to make success in their businesses, both manufacturers and integrators. And I think it was a wake-up call for all of us in our industry on how important our industry actually is.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been fortunate to be in an industry that was needed and desired. What is done in this industry is desired by homeowners and you know, people stuck in their houses wanting to make them more fun and engaging. So fortunate that our industry could get out there and do this work even during the toughest of the months of the pandemic. So love to catch up on what that process was like since we talked last and all that. But first, just to give like a little bit of a heads up to people who most are going to know Origin Acoustics, having listened to this podcast, watched us, or they're in the industry and of course know the name very well. But just as a little bit of a catch up, Origin is the loudspeaker brand co-founded back in 2014 by Jeremy Burkhart, the former CEO of the once beloved, we'll say, brand Speakercraft. While Jeremy's still very involved with the day-to-day, the company is now run by one of my favorite industry people and Jeremy's cousin, CEO Nick Barry, with another really good guy, Mark Fisher, as president of sales. Geez, Joe, I can't imagine why you'd want to go to work for those guys. It seems like a great place to go be a part of some new ideas. How did this transpire? It's not a huge leap for an integrator to go to work for a manufacturer, but you were doing some great stuff with your day-to-day there. And can you give us a little insight into why you made the switch?
Well, you know, a lot of conversations like over the last year have happened, you know, thinking about, you know, the future and I guess it'd be like 18 months off of the senior board of directors gave me a lot of time to think about, you know, my future, the company at the time, my company's future, where I could make an impact for, you know, integrators, customers, is the customer segment I'm servicing maybe the wrong fit for me now, or, you know, all of those kind of things. It was a very interesting, when you're not so busy with the CEDIA stuff, you know, time for as, you know, cause I usually pack every hour of my day. It was time to sit back and reflect a little and really think about where I can be the most effectful and where I can, you know, kind of do the cool things that I do, but on what level was kind of my thought process going into it.
Okay. So you did some prior work, like I mentioned, with Origin. So you're absolutely comfortable with that company. It's not a huge surprise. When I heard this, I'm like, whoa, what's going on? But then, of course, I know your relationship with Origin and with Jeremy Burkhart. What to remind our listeners what you have done with them in the past, kind of refresh the memories on what projects you've worked on.
You know, the big one that was the big, you know, marketing bang at the time was the Valet Amplifier, which was, you know, integrating Alexa into a whole home environment, you know, hiding it in the ceiling, putting it in an amp that's inside the rack, actually providing power and audio over a Baylin that's built into it, being able to duck in and out audio based on Alexa actually talking, kind of getting that Tony Stark feel, you know, from, you know, his house in Avengers. And that was one that, you know, that was me and Jeremy's baby. That was our patent together. We came up with the idea on the side of a mountain. And then the next thing you know, I was involved in some speakers and some outdoor audio and some amplifiers and taking a lot of trips up there on the product side and analyzing, you know, the market and how things were going to play. And then it just kind of, and that kind of grew into like where we are today. You know, I went out there not too long ago, conversations started. And then, you know, when Nick came at me with, hey, this is what I think you should do. And this is what the position I think you should have here at Origin. And, you know, really, he's like, you know, you're already family with all of us. I you know, this is kind of already a thing. You should take the leap. And, you know, talking to a lot of friends, and I do have to say, you know, that on social media, when this announcement came out, I do have to say thank you for everyone who said anything about it or recognized it, because it's a culmination of all those people. You know, all those relationships I've had over all those years and the thoughts shared and the business shared and all of that kind of that kind of built that trajectory. You know, it wasn't just a me on my own thing. You know, all these people had a part in that trajectory that went there, because you're right. There are a lot of integrators that do find their way into the manufacturer circle. Chris Ivey, Barry McCorkle, the list goes on and on. But it's not very often that the trajectory just goes up that high that fast. And, you know, that's one of those things that I've had questions about. So, you know, those are, you know, for Nick recognizing that and saying that that's a fit. And for those of you who know Nick, you know how smart this guy is.
Yeah, he is.
He does not make decisions without, you know, full research, doing everything and making it's the right decision for the company. You know, that says a lot for what Origin is doing moving forward. If you guys saw the press release and read what he said, filling all those gaps and to fulfill, you know, continue to fulfill for the future for the integrators.
Yeah. So when I met with Nick at CDA, which was a great opportunity because we don't have a lot of companies, unfortunately, showing up at CDA in September. And then I actually crossed paths with him again up in Chicago on the Crestron trip, because Crestron and Origin are in kind of a partnership developing in-wall landscape speakers there. So might lead to what some of the things you're going to be working on too there. But we talked at length at both stops, and I really saw how the product line was rounding into shape, and it was beyond the first, you know, year of the company where it was in ceiling speakers, and now it's soundbars, home cinema, outdoor acquisitions, partnerships, co-developing, all that stuff. I can only imagine what a business development role could entail for you. How was it pitched to you when you talked to Nick? You know, it's not a product development role, it's a business development role. So you're building relationships and that type of thing. How's that?
Well,
work?
Okay. Yes and no at the same time. Because, you know, Nick, he is a professional businessman. He is an MBA. That's his, you know, background. And to him, and it's one of the things I think is unique about Origin Acoustics is, yes, a typical, you know, business development person is on the thing you just said and a lot of those things, which, yeah, I have a talent for. But, you know, that company looks at business from top to bottom. You know, you do have to have a compelling product with a story and great features and just an amazing product. And the story and the conversation can go from there. But you can't do any of those things without that amazing product. So I will still 100% be involved in product development. It's funny you say the Crestron thing, that is on my list. And I'm excited about that, because I mean, I know a lot of those guys, and I served on CDA's board with John, with Clancy. I mean, you know, the rapport was there well before I walked in the door. So I got excited about that, you know, to get to work with all those guys again. But you know, you look at what, you know, a real a real typical real business development person is, right? They're developing and sustaining those solid relationships with companies, stakeholders, and the customers. So it's that whole thing. These are things I've always done anyways, whether I was at Cedia, whether I was, you know, within my own company, developing products for Origin Acoustics or other manufacturers that I've worked with.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of that whole thing. And then, you know, being able to, which I've always enjoyed, one of my favorite things was actually like taking, like analyzing that customer feedback and figuring out if, is a customer really satisfied with the product, with the company, with the services, with the education? And then how can we turn and cater that? If they're not satisfied, how can we fix it? But during that conversation, we'll find something that they might not know they need yet. You know, that's always been the fun thing for me, especially, this goes back to product development too, because that's usually the way I look at products, is I look for those gaps, you know, fill the gaps of the things we need. You know, and that, you know, those last things is on the product side, which was the first thing you said, is, you know, providing that insight, that gathered intel into product development to create those compelling products. So when you really look at business development, it's not just about, although I love emerging markets and ones that touch, and that's one of my things. But when you really look at it, it's all of that. That's really what business development is to be able to take mm-hmm. that whole ball of wax and find those gaps, fill them, find the compelling things that, you know, the customers want.
Yeah, I think it sounds like it's interesting because you've got the ability to really think about it as an integrator, as an integration business owner. You got to get, while the iron's hot here and you're still that kind of mindset, you'll probably get away from it as you continue to work for Origin. Okay. Well, so you know, you've got someone like Nick who admittedly never worked as an integrator. He's a business guy. And to get like that perspective from an employee, and I'm sure there are other employees in the company that are former integrators too, but that role that you're going to play where you've got his ear, that's got to be key to him sort of filling out the line and being able to communicate with the integrators and know what in the field needs to be, you know, changed or added to and that type of thing. It seems like that would be a really good insight to be able to provide for them.
And, you know, that was one of Nick's really big things is, and this is a thing with a lot of manufacturers, especially today, kind of with the Cedia, a perfect example, right? There's not a lot of face-to-face. There's not a lot of that going on for the last 2 years. That kind of feedback has been scarce for manufacturers overall for everybody. But I think what Nick may have seen as the win-win, kind of alluded to, didn't say this outright, but I think what was alluded to is just my experience. I was fortunate and lucky that, you know, when I've been an integrator for 20 something years, you know, owned businesses, have worked with manufacturers. And then all the different stuff that I was kind of thrown in with Cedia's rebranding, global alignment, the new strategy, all these things on the global landscape. I think it's funny that I just happen to have been in the right places at the right time to pick up the correct amount of skills to be the person that Nick wanted to fill that spot. You know, some of that stuff really was, I just happened to be there at the right time to pick up those skills or learn that segment. But it was just kind of that mixture of being able to be the integrator or throw on a suit and sit down in those, you know, investor meetings, or it was just a mishmash of stuff.
Right. Well, I will continue my conversation with Joe Whitaker after the break.
Did you know that 34% of broadband households are concerned about the air quality inside of their homes? Parks Associates' new quantified consumer study, Fresh Air Quality and Comfort in the Smart Home, addresses consumer concern regarding indoor air quality as well as interest in air quality products and services. Our research of 10,000 broadband households finds that about 20% of broadband households are likely to purchase a smart climate or indoor air quality device in the next 6 months. This new consumer analysis quantifies concerns, perception of product value, and purchase intentions. For more information on fresh air, air quality, and comfort in the smart home, contact sales at parksassociates.com.
Welcome back. We're talking with Origin Acoustics VP of Business Development, Joe Whitaker. Joe, we really kind of got to the heart of your role at Origin, and as that is going to develop, I wanted to touch back on something you mentioned early in the conversation about leaving integration and how you weren't sure if the customer was the kind of customer that you really were into having, whatever. I forget the way you phrased that. I don't want to put words in your mouth and make it sound bad.
Close enough.
What changed for you as far as the way what you enjoyed about working in custom integration and why you felt like maybe this was the time to get into the manufacturing side?
Well, you know, the company itself is successful in its own right, you know, and we often see, we read articles and people do podcasts and people in other industries and our industries try to teach us about this magic word, magic set of words called an exit strategy. But the thing is for people like me, that's really passionate about our industry, really believe in it and have done this forever. That's a word we don't ever want to think about. We're like, I want to do this forever. Like retirement right. is stupid. And then, you know, you start getting a little older. And you know, things in life change and you really start asking yourself, am I, you know, where's my value at really out there? Right. Because every integrator goes through this, if they've been around for a while, you know, some of the guys out there that have been around and they've run out of challenges, you know, it's just a cable. It's just a speaker. It's just an HDMI. It's just a network. It's just a, I design another blah, blah, blah. You know, it's just, there's a point where the repetition without the lack of advancement starts taking away the passion.
Right.
Then it becomes just about, now I'm just a businessman. That's absolutely not what I want to be. You know, I, you know, that all of a sudden sounds really boring. you know, those who know me and have known me for a long time know that I like to get out the field. Like I am, you know, desk time, or at least I want to tinker. I my hands need to be involved in something. And, you know, the more and more, you know, business grows and things change, the more I looked at, okay, I know what my passions are. I know what I like to do. Maybe this isn't the right fit for my happiness anymore. Not going to say the money wasn't great. I mean, especially now. I mean, right now, our industry is booming. You know, everybody's looking for new people and having to turn down jobs. I mean, but at some point, you really have to look at, you know, what's important to you, your family, what are you passionate about? And sometimes change is really good.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. That's a really mature point of view, and I don't think it happens as often where someone leaves willingly. You made the choice to leave. There were plenty of folks who would make that change to working for a manufacturer who their company had gone under, you know, during a rough spot in the economy or something like that. So to just decide, hey, this is not the challenge that it used to be for me. I want something more fulfilling.
And having said that, you know, the company itself, it is going to go on. I mean, my business partner that I started it with, there was a friend long before we started a company, Steve Siegel. He is now full owner. He's taken my CEO and president position. And from the outside, customer facing, it will not look any different. I mean, the company has matured to that step where it is its thing now, you know, it's like, it's its own force.
Now, were you in separate locations? I forget.
Dallas and St. Louis. He's going to handle the full boat. So, you know, there will most likely be some changes in St. Louis. But you know, the thing with our company though is has always been, we didn't only just serve, you know, Dallas and St. Louis. I mean, we do hospitality and commercial work in Bloomington, Indiana.
Yeah,
we're working on that big project, and then you know, the guys who own, gosh, what is that? Landry's Seafood. They own aquariums around the U.S., and the guys have went and done the aquarium in Denver because it's owned by Landry's, which is the weirdest thing that a seafood place owns an aquarium. I'm like, guys, that is that odd. Where the fish are coming from? Tell the truth. Those are not from the ocean. So, but we've always been I don't want to say out of our territories, but a no boundaries company. I mean, I've been that way for, gosh, 15 years. So the fact of it being able to move on and continue is, I have no doubts. I have full faith.
That's great. Yeah.
And they'll be getting a bunch more awards, I'm sure.
Right. What are you, can you say what you might miss about being in integration? It's really early in this process, obviously. So you may just not even look back at this point, but do you think there'll be anything you kind of just, I did like that part of the job. I'm sorry, moving on from that part.
You know, there are a couple, because I've given this a lot of thought, and just over like this last week, some of it has really kind of like hit right in the, you know, right in the gut. You know, more than anything, although not all of them, you know, but the people and the relationships built, you know, some customers, clients have ended up becoming, you know, lifetime friends. That part is, that is one of the things, like I said, not all of them, but you know, there have been some that, I mean, some, I got a text from earlier today, 12 years, as a client. He actually is Sarah's doctor too now. So, I mean, there's, that's one of the big things, is those people and those relationships, because that's one of the things that makes our trade unique is, you know, the carpenters come in and put up the framing, and the drywallers do their thing, and the painters do their thing, and floor guys do their thing, and they're gone. They don't even talk to the customer. You know, as an integrator, you become part of their life because you're building things they use in their lifestyle. It's one hand fits the other. I mean, it's the biggest, you know, that ever. And that, in most cases, almost makes you become an extension of their family, you know, because you are, you know, cheering them up when they're sad. You are, you know, bringing joy to their life where they're cooking. You are, you know, you're bringing the entertainment to them when they're out at the pool or deck or whatever the case may be, around the fire pit. That emotional response goes two ways. You know, you kind of grow together. You know, I've got a client that I remember, his kid, tiny kids going off to college now. I mean, it's like, and we still talk. So, you know, that's one of the big things. And one of the other things, and this is kind of, I talk about it. We'll see how it turns out. But you know how a lot of people in manufacturers, you know, they do dealer visits, integrator visits. And of course I plan on doing those. That's like I have to. I don't feel that I'm going to do the typical, let me go sit in your office for 2 hours. We're going to chat about products. We're going to look through, you know, what's in your pipeline. We're going to do all those things that people have done to me for 20 years. I will sit down. I'll give you 45 minutes of that. Then I'm going to go out in the field with your guys, and I'm going to pick up a crimper. I'm going to terminate some wire with them. I'm going to pull some wire with them. I'm going to put some speakers in with them. I'm going to hang a TV with them. Maybe do some programming with them. Let me feel those guys. What are their needs? Where are their problems at? How can they be more efficient? And then I can take that in the 30 minutes that I sat with you in the office, and we can build business around that. Because that's the whole circle of it. You know, the guy sits in the office, they design, they bill, and the guys go out and they do the thing. Well, sometimes there's a disconnect there. And there are ways to make that total flow more efficient. So when you talk about getting on the field, I plan on it still, but with other companies. Go lend a little advice and teach them a little something, and hopefully learn some stuff they're doing. because a lot of people in different regions do things differently. So, you know, there's some things that a person in my position normally wouldn't do that I want to do because I do feel it's the right thing to do.
I think that sounds cool. And on the other end of the spectrum, I'm sure there are things that you're just going to absolutely not miss. And I know you mentioned that you were kind of getting to where it was like kind of a routine or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's a more of a broad sort of general comment about it. But is there something that you're just like, God, so glad I don't have to do that part anymore because now I'm working for a manufacturer?
Hand cutting speakers through drywall overhead. Boom, done. Mic drop. I am tired of drywall falling in my face and down my shirt. I mean, that's okay. One of the things that, I mean, every business owner goes through this. That's one of them. You know, there's some of those field things that you're just glad to step away from. But on the business side, one of the things that I'm so glad to just walk away from is having to be the bill collector. Because we've all had those customers that, you know, you sent the invoice. Oh, it's in the mail. Oh, I paid it. I thought I paid it online. I must have not clicked next or whatever the case is. You know, those are always uncomfortable conversations. And of course, they always end up paying. Just never when you want them to. Or, you know, in times of need during the pandemic, when it was so wishy-washy, sometimes you had to close some of those out. And people were scared to pay at that time. They didn't know if they were going to wake up and have a job in the morning or if their bar or restaurant or hotel was going to still be open next week.
Right.
That's one of the things that I definitely will not miss, because that's really the one time where, as a business owner, you have to be the bad guy. And for me, that's never a comfortable feeling. The other thing, all business owners, you're going to appreciate this, and this is probably going to light social media on fire, but I know you all hate the guy who goes, "I found it cheaper online." I that's nails on the chalkboard to me. I'm glad that's one of those ones that glad I don't have to hear again. And Origin Acoustic stuff is not online, so I don't have to hear it from dealers either.
Right. Are you, do you feel like sort of focused on the audio side of the business exclusively with Origin is going to leave out certain components of the industry that you, technologies that you enjoyed working with, or is it all connected so much that it still kind of plays into your role?
Well, you know, when it comes to like products, you know, I've worked on HDMI and I've worked on networks and I've worked on a lot of other things. You're right. And most of the concentration at Origin is audio. But if you look at some of the moves they've made, you know, maybe in the past 16, 18 months, you know, solidifying a partnership with Crestron, the Bang & Olufsen thing, you know, there's all these other moving parts. And you're starting to see the way the market itself is changing. There are very few one-trick ponies anymore, unless they're super high-end. You know, Cat can just stay Cat and only do that. Mm-hmm. And Purcell can only do that. Because in the luxury market, you can be extreme niche down to a screw. In mid to mid-luxury and kind of going into luxury, you kind of can't anymore. And you've seen that, you know, that the progression of Origin over the years, you know, adding landscape speakers, adding sound bars, now getting into the pro audio side, which of course me, I'm super excited about because Resimmersal was one of my favorite things in my back pocket that I absolutely love doing. You know, they just introduced new pendants, fire rated back box that's retrofittable. That just got announced, gosh, I don't know, maybe this week. So they are expanding that, you know, that horizon and what their offerings are, but in a very meticulous and analyzed way. You know, what are the things that integrators actually need? You know, do they need another, whatever the case may be, do they need another HDMI extender? Absolutely not. There's already way too many of them. Let's not make one of those. But there are a lot of other, either they need it or they need innovation or something better than what they currently have. And those are the things that Origin Acoustics has always looked at since before they opened their doors, you know, with the zip clip bayonet ready for speakers. You know, that's been their mission since the beginning. So for me, not so much, you know, because I'm getting not only, you know, my normal day to day with them is, you know, what's going on now, but being able to look at what's emerging, what's coming up, where are the touch points, and can we actually be effective and beneficial to our customers, you know, to our dealers. So you never know what might fit, because the staff at Origin is so deep in talent. I mean, the sky is pretty much the limit. And with the partnerships they have, it's really, there is no limit.
So it seems like from the way you describe it, that you'll be spending some time on the road meeting with dealers. I'm sure you'll be in Las Vegas meeting at Origin headquarters from time to time, but none of that has to happen. We're all so virtual these days, but how do you see what can the dealers out there expect from you as far as where you're going to be and where they'll hear from you?
They can start emailing me and send me invites now. No, I'm joking. Don't do that. You're going to flood my inbox. No, actually they can. If you're an Origin dealer and you want to visit sometime, just, you know, give me a holler. But, you know, the ones that are kind of on deck are going to be, you know, who's best suited for what region. But I can say I will, if you're a ProSource member, Origin Acoustics dealer, go to the ProSource thing next month in Vegas. I will be there with the rest of the team, because everybody knows ProSource is also something else that's near and dear to my heart. So that's definitely one that I'm going to be there, you know, to support what's going on, support the dealers. And then it will be CD, of course, you know, you're going to see me there. It'll be, you know, where, which is one of the things I do love about Nick and Mark Fisher, because he's so good at what he does. It allows a lot of other people the time to concentrate on specific things. So I will be where needed, you know, in those kind of things, because there is a lot that has already been kind of assigned and put on my plate. But there are times like ProSource and Cedia and some other events, tech summits, that'll be a have to. But when it comes to dealer visits, you know, I've already got some that I know I'm going to, Breezemeisters. They'll actually see me on the 15th at lunch.
Okay.
Cause you know, those guys, great company. Local for me. That's a convenient portion of it. But you know, it's one of those, where am I needed? Is kind of the good answer for that.
Sure. Well, hey, Joe, best of luck with the new role. It's going to be exciting, I know, for you. And I hope you have a great 2022 and beyond. So thanks so much for taking the time out and chatting with us about the new job.
Awesome. Thank you, Jeremy. It's always great to be here with you.
Joe Whitaker is the VP of Business Development at Origin Acoustics. You can learn more about the brand at originacoustics.com and find Joe on just about every social media outlet. That wraps up today's show. If you're new to Residential Tech Talks, please subscribe to the weekly podcast on your preferred platform and consider rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts. Also, check out all the latest residential tech news at the magazine's website, restechtoday.com, where you can also subscribe to the bi-monthly print or digital magazine and to our Tuesday and Friday email newsletters. Until next time, please stay safe, stay inspired, and let us know if you have a great story to tell.
Residential Tech Talks, lighting specialist to Arc Residential Tech Talks.